of assholes in the Republican Party, but only a few of them are as obnoxious as Bill O'Reilly. He's been deserving a slap down for a long time, and me and Mrs. Bart watched this interview that Jay Leno did with him last night. And at the end of the interview, I said, I'm going to tear that SOB a new one on the radio show. And Mrs. Bart said, good, go get him. So that's what we're going to attempt to do right here. Bill O'Reilly.
Well, let me ask about another story in the news, the Rush Limbaugh thing, the drug addiction thing. Hypocrite?
Look, I'm not going to make that determination.
Well, doesn't it figure? Mr. Motormouth, Mr. Blowhard, who has an opinion on everything in the whole world, when probably the biggest broadcasting story of the last few years comes up, he has no opinion. And the reason he has no opinion is because he's a liar. He's on the Republican team. This, I hate to keep saying asshole, but there's one of the few words that, never mind. He always talks about fair and balanced and no spin, and it's all horseshit. He is 100% Republican prick, and so is Rush, and so he is always going to take that side no matter what. He's always going to defend the Republicans. He will always excuse the Republicans no matter what. Rush got caught red-handed, bigger than shit, addicted to heroin. Everybody knows it, but O'Reilly has no opinion on it. Bill, you're a coward. You don't even have a sack to put balls in.
I don't know the man. I've never met him. I compete with him on the radio. I feel sorry for his family.
What a horseshit cop-out that is. He didn't feel sorry for Bill Clinton's family when he was raping him repeatedly, every night, more and more, pile on, more Clinton, Clinton's cock, pile on, keep it going, more gas, higher and higher, pile on, Clinton's cock, he just kept going and kept going. But when it happens to his side, he doesn't have an opinion, and we should think about the man's family. What a bunch of crap. His family was helping him. You know, how in the hell is he going to be eating 100 pills a day and his wife not know about it? What a bunch of crap. His wife knows about it. His parents are dead. His ugly brother is just a Nazi like he is. So where's the family getting hurt? You're just a hypocrite, Bill. You have no clue about reality. All you're doing is cheering for one side. You don't have the very beginnings of any kind of objectivity or honesty. And what's this crap about you don't know the man? You didn't know Bill Clinton either. You decided to pile on him again and again, night after night, over and over. You didn't know Bill Clinton. You didn't know a goddamn thing about Bill Clinton, except that he was a friend of the black man, and that made him your enemy.
You know Tommy Chong?
Yeah.
Okay, Tommy Chong is like part of the comedy team. Yeah, big dope head. He's selling bombs on the internet, autographed by him.
Right?
But there's no drugs. There's no drugs. He's just selling a bong, which could also be used for something else.
Like
maybe.
What, Jay?
I don't know. But, I mean, he's selling bongs that have no drugs. He gets 9 months in federal prison.
Yeah, I think this was his 18th conviction. That was the monologue.
I don't think he has a lot of conviction, does he?
Typical O'Reilly dodge. He can't answer the question as asked. He can't. If you go to O'Reilly and say, explain to me why a guy who wasn't selling drugs got 9 months, and the guy who was buying enough drugs to fill up a neighborhood of junkies, will probably do no time. Now explain that to me. And he makes up the lie that Tommy Chong's been busted 18 times. I have a feeling if he was busted, it would be my guess he hasn't been busted since we've known who he is, because it would be in the paper and Leno or Carson or whoever would have been doing jokes about it again and again. So it's my guess that Tommy Chong has not been arrested. I can guarantee he hasn't been arrested 18 times because, yeah, that would be, I mean, Christ, every time Scott Wieland or you know, one of the usual druggies has another fall, it's always all over the papers. And I think they would do that to Tommy Chong, too. But notice, because he is a dishonest bastard, he cannot answer the question. He's got to come up with all these offshoot distractions to keep you away from the point, which is that Rush won't go to jail, and Tommy Chong did. It's just bullshit, and everybody can see through it, but there's only a few that'll stand up and call it what it is.
No, my question is, how can the guy who's $80,000, $100,000 under the... You're buying pills off the street.
Right.
I mean, it seems to me...
It's not good.
Listen to the phony bastard. It's not good, he says. If it was anybody else, imagine if Al Gore had been secretly doing heroin for all these years, or any substantial liberal. O'Reilly would not be able to shut the hell up about it. It's none of his business is what he's trying to act like now. It's a bad thing, he decides. Yeah, that's right. But if you divide up the world between good and bad, being addicted to heroin is bad. Way to go, Bill. You just took a big, strong stand there. God damn, you're my hero, Bill. Liar.
No, but excuse me, if you're a rich guy,
yeah,
you can get Dr.
Tommy
Feelgood.
Chong's not a rich guy?
Here he goes with another O'Reilly dodge. How do you define rich? Tommy Chong probably has some money, but no way in this world he's got $300 million like the vulgar pig boy does. That's what the point Jay was trying to make. Everybody knows it, but O'Reilly can't allow the truth to come out. He can't fight you man-to-man with facts. He's got to change the subject. He's got to steer the car off the road. He can't allow the conversation to go straightforward in a logical manner. He's got to cheat. That's the only way they can win. If they don't cheat, they lose, just like the BFEE. They don't get in a contest that isn't prefixed to start out with, and that's how O'Reilly plays the game. He's just not man enough to debate the facts. He's got to pull in all this bullshit from left field, do anything to distract the crowd from what everybody knows is the point. The rich white guy's going to get off. A guy with less money who somehow ran afoul of John Ashcroft, now he's thrown in prison for 9 months. This is bullshit. I said it earlier, maybe an early radio show or on the page, hard to keep them straight. But if Ashcroft went to, if the FBI went to Tommy Chong and said, dude, stop this right now, you know, we'll let you finish the month or finish whatever, but you're out of business, trust me, you do this again and we're shutting you down, we're going to put you in jail. That would be one thing. That would be still be government abuse, but at least, you know, Christ, if the government comes to me and says, you're going to prison, yeah, I'm going to knock off whatever I'm doing wrong. But no, they snuck up on the son of a bitch. What in the world, how do you get in trouble for selling a bong anyway? Like Jay said, you can use it for other purposes, and O'Reilly the punk said, like what? Well, how about smoking tobacco? You can smoke tobacco in a goddamn bong. I've never done it, but I know you can. Who's to say, as long as cigarettes are legal, who's to say you can't smoke it in a pipe? Hell, they have pipe shops. Are they busting those people? No, because that's a respectable old man's pipe. Now, see, this is bullshit. You can't say a young kid's pipe is illegal and an old man's pipe is legal. That's bullshit. But no, can't have any logic associated with the drug laws because the invisible cloud being doesn't like it. So shut up.
Well, no, he is a rich guy.
Yeah,
he is a rich guy.
I don't think it's that as much as... I don't think we should be celebrating the destruction.
No, I'm not celebrating the destruction. I'm just but it does seem to be two standards.
Can you believe that punk O'Reilly? He works for a network that does nothing but destroy people's reputations and people's lives. Think of what he did to Jesse Jackson. He's been race-baiting Jesse Jackson for years, calling him every name in the world, calling him a crook, and, oh, God forbid, when Jesse turned out he had a kid out of wedlock, oh, O'Reilly was just outraged. He was so outraged he had to talk about it for months and months and months and hammer on and hammer on, or celebrating the destruction of a man. That's what O'Reilly lives for. That's why Fox News was built. Fox and MSGOP and all those cable channels sprung up just so they could document the destruction of Bill Clinton. But Bill Clinton outsmarted them. Ha ha. Eat it, you guys. But O'Reilly, you're such a fake and a fraud. Your entire life, every dollar you've made in the last 5 years has come at the expense of somebody who did no wrong, because you're a partisan prick screaming for the man.
Because it seems like the press and everybody seems very sympathetic. Because if this was a CEO...
I don't think so. I think Rush Limbaugh's got his throat torn out. I mean, I don't know whether you've been reading the New York papers, but they're just all over him.
Well, guess what, Bill? We don't all get the New York papers, but they should be all over him, the son of a bitch. Next to Dr. Lohr spreading her legs wider than the Mississippi, it's the biggest, well, that and Bill Bennett, who's got the gambling Jones on his back. When these super moralistic pricks get caught, yes, it's a big, big story, and people like to see the big bully get punched in the nose. Few things in life are as much fun as seeing the big bully who's been pushing people around all his life, then he gets hurt, and we like to see it. We like to see it no matter who it is. Sticking up for Rush. Oh, you just make me sick, Bill.
Think you'll go to prison?
No, I don't. Because Rush Limbaugh's not a danger to anybody but liberals.
Hey, Bill, who is Tommy Chong hurting? Tommy Chong's in federal prison for 9 months because he was selling a round plastic thing and shipping it across state lines. Ooh, what a crime. Oh, he's so dangerous to other people. Oh, he's so harmful. Meanwhile, Rush is sending his housekeeper out into the night in a Denny's parking lot. I don't have a lot of experience with drug dealers, but I know some of them can be very violent. Just by the nature, you're dealing with desperate people in a cash-only business, so you got a lot of cash, you got a lot of desperation, you got a, in Rush's case, you got an urgency that just is like nothing else in the whole wide world when you got to have, I assume, when you got to have a heroin fix. You just got to have one, goddammit. You just can't wait another minute. That creates an extremely dangerous situation. Rush is a danger to his housekeeper. He's a danger to anybody who gets in his way. That's what heroin does to you, Bill. Look at Bill O'Reilly sticking up for the heroin abuser. My God, Bill, don't you have any goddamn sense at all?
But look, we're glorifying in people's failures, and we're destroying people. Look, who's going to run for office after the Schwarzenegger deal?
What a load of crap. He uses Schwarzenegger as an example of how someone was destroyed. Oh, please, Bill. We went through 9-10 years of you destroying Clinton, you and your ilk destroying Clinton. And right after that, W wanted to run into the spotlights of goddamn bad. He almost broke his legs trying to get there. Same for Schwarzenegger. He saw what Clinton went through. Clinton is the yardstick by which to measure all I've been fucked with. You understand? You're just a lying fraud, Bill. You want to put up Schwarzenegger as an example. Hey, guess what, Bill? He was guilty. He apologized. He said, I did some things I shouldn't have done. I grabbed a bunch of titty. I grabbed a bunch of ass. I'm sorry about that. This is not a case of someone making shit up on Schwarzenegger. He had to admit it was true. Christ, there's film of it. Letterman's playing film almost every night of Arnold grabbing ass and stuff. But you want to use poor little Arnold that gets picked on so much by the media as an example of why people don't run?
Who's going to run? I mean, look, you can send out a squad of 15 reporters, and any man in this country, you're going to dig up some babe who says, he grabbed me! He grabbed me!
Gee, Bill, could you get a little more hysterical for us? You're also wrong again. There's a woman in Fort Worth who has filed rape charges against W, but the press won't touch it because he owns the press. The press won't touch anything that has anything to do with Bush. Oh, they're forced to cover the war because we got hundreds of men dying. Yeah, yeah, that's one thing they're almost willing to say about Bush. But all this other stuff, the AWOL and the cocaine and how many times he's been arrested, it's all been covered up. Why he had to hide his papers and his dad's papers and Reagan's papers. He had to go against tradition to keep Reagan's history buried so we wouldn't find out the truth about the crimes that his dad and Reagan were involved in.
Well, but I think you're making less of it there. I'm not making less of it. I don't know what happened.
Bill, you're lying again. Obviously, you didn't know what happened between Bill and Monica, but did that keep you from having a bunch of hateful opinions night after night after night after night? You don't know what happened with Bill and Monica. You didn't know anything about Clinton. And now you're saying you don't have to comment on this because you don't know that much about it. Bullshit. You're a coward. You're afraid to comment because the truth will hurt you. All you guys are the same. Limbaugh and Hannity and you and that shit Michael Savage, they're all the same. You have to lie because the truth won't do you any good. I can sit here and tell the damn truth, and I'm untouchable. You can't do that, Bill. Neither can the vulgar pig boy or Sean the asshole or any of them.
I think something happened, and it should have been reported at the time. Yeah, I think everybody was upset about the timing of it.
Well, I got a few things to say about that. First one is, at the time, you know, they keep telling us how Arnold's the most popular man on the planet, the most recognizable big action movie star there's ever been. Well, now what some cute little girl is standing on the set of, say, one of the Terminator movies, and here comes the most powerful man in show business, the most recognizable star on the whole planet. He comes by and grabs your ass real hard. So what's that girl going to do? Is she going to run to the producers? Is she going to run to James Cameron? Or is she going to run to Warner Brothers or whoever's producing the film and complain? And what do you think Warner Brothers is going to do, shut down the film because their star is a grabby asshole? That's one thing about the timing. The other thing about the timing, this wasn't a regular campaign. You can't get the liberals for any, and we don't even know who brought all this shit up. For all we know, it was Bill Simon or it was that McClintock guy. Hell, they all wanted Arnie to lose too. What makes you think the Democrats are the ones that brought all this shit up? But as far as the timing, Arnold didn't have the courage to run a regular race. The only way he could win was to suddenly jump in, and before you know it, we blinked, and it's time to vote. if he had run a regular campaign and he would have had to go through maybe five debates, he would have just looked real stupid. He couldn't say, I will clean up California and get away with it, if it had been a normal campaign. For one, he would have had to debate his fellow Republicans and then have to go up against a Democratic challenger. The only way, just like with the BFEE, the only way they can win is when they cheat. The enemy is the truth, and they always have to fight the truth. If the truth gets out, the liberals are going to win every time.
Look, I'm a commentator. I get attacked every single day of my life by some pinhead somewhere accusing me of, you know, chasing a goat when I was 12.
Aw, poor Bill O'Reilly. Always being attacked every day by some pinhead. Poor Bill O'Reilly. If you have a few minutes, could you please feel sorry for Bill? He's got it so rough because, you know, those guys over at Fox are just trying to be fair, and all the unfair people are attacking him. It's just not right.
Well, since you bring that up, I assume you're referring to Al Franken.
And his merry men.
Okay.
Right? You know, there are 18 hit books right now out in the bookstores saying that Bush is everything from the Yeti. Did you know that Bush was the Yeti?
There he goes again. Did you know Bush was the Yeti? See, he's got to bring up something like that because he has to avoid the truth. He can't say something like, if he had been honest, he would have said, do you know there are some liberals that accuse him of murder because these 360 men are dying? Do you know there are liberals that accuse him of going AWOL? Do you know there are liberals who accuse him of paying for a 15-year-old's abortion? See, he can't bring up the truth. And I'm not saying Bill O'Reilly should admit that those things are true, but he can't bring up the truth that those accusations are being spoken. He's afraid of the truth. He can't handle the truth. So he's got to bring up, did you know Bush was the Yeti? What an idiot. What a low IQ piece of shit Bill O'Reilly is. He can't fight fair. He can't use the facts. He's got to make shit up like Bush is the Yeti. The point, of course, being that anyone that would accuse the magnificent war hero of anything must be a loon, must be crazy, because we all know Bush is perfect. That's why God put him in office.
As a comic, after 9/11, for about a year, you really couldn't do any Bush jokes.
For a year, they're still not doing Bush jokes. Occasionally Letterman will do one, and Jon Stewart's kind of nonstop, but you, Jay, no, you don't do, you're still doing Clinton jokes. That's all you've got, Jay. Jay, I used to like you, but you're just about the laziest. I know you got a reputation for being a hard-working guy, but you're the laziest comedian. Carrot Top is always, I guess, going to start. But next to Carrot Top, Leno is the most lazy guy working in show business. He will take a Clinton blowjob joke over any new joke. Just because he knows if you say Clinton and blowjob, you know nothing. The audience is out there. I've been to the Tonight Show. The people in the crowd are not from L.A. These are people on vacation. They went to Hollywood for their vacation. And, ooh, let's go see the Tonight Show. And you go there and you're so excited and everything's so big and the band's playing. It's just, oh my gosh, it's so big and so exciting. And here comes Leno. He does a blowjob joke. Oh, let's all laugh and enjoy ourselves. We're having such a good time on our vacation. So Jay always takes the simple Clinton joke over any kind of joke. Now, Jon Stewart, damn it, when he tells a joke, it's funny. You laugh hard. You laugh from your guts because he put some thought into it. He doesn't hand you. You don't see a Jon Stewart joke coming from 50 miles away up Fifth Avenue. Jon Stewart is a comedian's comedian. He's a thinker. The smarter you are, the funnier Jon Stewart's going to be. But Leno, that lazy bastard, always, Clinton did a blowjob, Clinton did a blowjob. It's just awful.
George W. Bush is Freddy Krueger. Did you see that book?
Here we go again. Now Bush is Freddy Krueger. First he's the Yeti, now he's Freddy Krueger. You see how unbalanced anyone who attacks George Bush is? He's not Freddy Krueger. He's not the Yeti. He's our war hero president. He's the bravest, smartest man that's ever held the office. And anyone who doesn't think so is mentally unhinged and should probably be behind bars or in one of those straitjackets so they can't be a danger to themselves, because everybody knows God gave us W to worship. W the action figure, W the hero, W the wartime pilot. What a load of shit. And once again, O'Reilly has to hide the truth because he loses with the facts. They all lose with the facts.
Well, I want to know where you and Al went wrong, because I'd like to get you two back
together.
Well,
we didn't bond, I don't think.
No.
I don't think we bonded. Look, well, here's all you need to know about this guy. When Limbaugh's situation went down, mm-hmm. okay, The day after, New York Daily News, big picture of this guy holding his smear book on Limbaugh with a big grin saying, I hope they perp walk him or something like that, celebrating the destruction of another American.
Bullshit. Rush Limbaugh is a criminal. He's a heroin criminal. And all Al Franken wanted to say was, will he be treated like a criminal? Will he be treated like the criminal that he is? Or will he get the soft touch? A little pat on the hand and all our sympathy and, oh, the prayers of a nation and all that crap. Al Franken wanted to see the man get what he deserved. Oh, my God, if this had been a black man caught with heroin, fuck him. Just put him in prison. Fuck him. We don't care if he's got a family. And the celebration of destruction. Oh, please. Fox News and Bill O'Reilly and Hannity and all the rest of them, when they heard that Bill Clinton was caught with an intern, oh, my God, they all came in their pants. They came so hard. Oh, they just couldn't believe the fun that they were going to have destroying Bill Clinton. And they were unable to do it, but, God, they tried. They tried so hard. They tried 24/7. They never let up, not for a second. They did all they could to destroy Bill Clinton. To this day, they continue to make up lie after lie after lie just to protect that monkey in the White House. So when O'Reilly's coming at us with all this bullshit about, oh, we can't celebrate the destruction of another man, hey, fuck you, Bill. You're one of the premier pricks that was celebrating Clinton's destruction, so suck it.
That's what I object to. Let him write his little books, whatever he wants to write. But he wants to inflict pain on people with whom he disagrees.
The never-ending horseshit that comes out of this guy's mouth, can you believe it? He works for people who all they do is destroy. Fox News is the most hate-filled organization, I guess, this side of the KKK. That's all they do is destroy. They protect Bush and destroy anyone who disagrees. Screw the blacks, screw the gays, screw the immigrants, screw everybody except the rich white Christian that's given money to George Bush. Anybody else can go right to hell. Bill, you can't admit it because you're a dishonest liar. And another thing, I don't hear Bill O'Reilly whining about how awful it is that Ann Coulter is making millions of dollars by screaming treason and slander at anybody who doesn't worship George Bush. All these attack books written by the conservatives, Bill O'Reilly has no problem with it. They can say anything they want. They can lie as much as they want. He doesn't mind. But God forbid somebody from the left side of the spectrum writes a book. Now it's the personal destruction. Now he doesn't like it. Such an unfair liar. He has no clue about fairness or justice or anything. All he wants to do is scream, my side's good, the other side's bad. And when his side gets caught doing the same thing that the other side did, he dismisses it. Listen to him sitting there right now, Rush with his heroin addiction. Oh, let's excuse it. Let's pat him on the back because he's my competitor. I don't know too much about it, liar.
That's wrong.
Well, do you think you two could ever agree? So that would be interesting. You talk about civility. I would like you to say, Al, why don't you and I get together and shake hands and maybe have a beer and talk over our differences?
You would like to see that, huh?
I would pay anything. I would film that.
You would?
Is that something you could do?
Because I mean, when you apologize to me about...
Well, you both said things back and forth.
No.
But see, now you're getting into who said
who. Hold it.
This is like the Middies. This is stop it right now.
Jay, if you're going to be Colin Powell, you got to leave. I didn't call anybody a liar.
This monkey never called anybody a liar? See, this is a good reason why I, Bart, am sue-proof. I can call Bill O'Reilly anything, and he can't sue me because the minute he sues me, I'm going to subpoena tapes of his show. I mean, sure, I could make them, but, yeah, I can't go back years. I can't go back in time and collect and catalog everything he said. I never called anybody a liar. Oh, please, Bill, that's all you do on your slut show is name-calling. You have to name-call because the facts won't suit you. This is the recurring theme of this little rant here. Bill O'Reilly and all of them, they can't exist without distorting the truth, name-calling, making shit up outright out of whole cloth just to demonize the other guy because the facts will prove us right, and so they have to go with the bullshit.
And I never told any lies.
Well, I can think of one off the top of my head. Remember about 6-7 months ago, Bill, you said when Bush went into Iraq, if they didn't find weapons of mass destruction, you would call him on it and you would never trust him again. You remember that, Bill? You lied. You were always lying. You have always been lying and you will always lie. if you would keep your word, then I wouldn't be able to call you a liar. But you said that. You said you would disavow Bush, you would condemn him on your show, and you would not trust the Bush administration again if they didn't find WMD. But it turns out Gus thought he saw a woodchuck, and that's good enough for you. That sickens me, Bill. You're a sick liar. And another thing, I don't know if everybody knows it, but the reason why Al Franken called O'Reilly a liar is because O'Reilly used to work for some show, Entertainment Tonight, one of those. He said again and again that he won 2 Peabody Awards. And so for the book, Franken checked into that. And it turns out he didn't ever win any Peabody Awards. The show won 2 Polk Awards, P-O-L-K. Whoever heard of them, I don't know. And it happened after O'Reilly left. So the idea that he's bragging that he won 2 Peabody Awards, when it turns out the truth is his show won 2 Polk Awards, whatever that is. And that's the, I believe, the principal reason why he included O'Reilly in the liars, because it just shows that they will lie until someone calls them on it. And they continue to lie. Maybe O'Reilly, no, he's not going to slow down any because he's been called on it, but you should always call a liar on his lie.
I'm on the cover of his book with the word liar next to it.
Bill, I got 2 things to say about that. 1, you are a liar, and I'm glad someone finally called you on it. And 2, if he defamed you, why don't you sue him? Aha! That's right, you did, and the judge told you to go fuck yourself. The judge said, Bill O'Reilly, your whole bullshit is wholly without merit. That's exactly what the judge said. And so you had to run away a little loose with your tail between your legs, because the judge told you off. You're a punk, Bill. You're a lying punk. Al Franken made you eat a little bit, and we enjoyed watching it.
Somebody,
but he's a comic.
Oh, he's a comic now.
It is a certain satirical.
He's a comic.
Isn't there a satirical?
Satirical.
Does anybody have any idea why O'Reilly pretends he doesn't understand what a comedian is or what satire is? What the hell's wrong with his small brain that he can't figure out what those words mean? And what's his bullshit? Oh, so he's a comic now. What has Al Franken ever been besides a comic? I mean, it's not like he's a blowhard asshole on Fox who's screaming, I'm fair and balanced, I'm telling you the truth, swear to God, and then lying his ass off. He's not like you, Bill. He's always been a comic. What an idiot. Oh, he's a comic now. Well, he's always been a comic. He's never been anything but a comic. Why do you have to lie, Bill? Because the truth won't suit your needs.
O'Reilly's a liar. I'm only kidding. Come on, you know what this is. You know what it is. That'd be like me. My next book is going to be Who's Looking Out for You Except for the Tonight Liars. And I'll put you in Kevin's picture. I'll distort the picture. And
a best-selling book around the cover?
Yeah, you know, come on. Come on. You're not going to like that. You're not going to like it.
Another dodge from a loser who can't tell the truth. If Bill O'Reilly was known as a comedian, yes, he could say things and say just kidding afterwards. But no, he's the opposite. He tells you he's telling you the truth, and then he lies to you, and then he explains again how fair and balanced he is with that pack of lies he just told you. Al Franken doesn't do that. A, Al Franken's telling the truth, and B, he is a comedian. So just get used to it, Bill. The facts are the facts. You can't change them.
I'm just trying to get you 2 kids to be friends again. That's all I want. I've got the bat and the ball. Let me ask you about Al Gore now. He's going to start a TV network. This
right.
The liberal-leaning network. You think that'll work? Think that'll go?
Only if Tipper and Al go into the honeymoon suite. All right?
What? What? I'm going to let you go. I'm going to show you how hard this comedy stuff is. Go ahead. Keep going. Go ahead. I want to hear this joke.
There's no joke. Look, well, more power to him. Al Gore wants to start a television and radio network and get his point across. I applaud him, okay? Give it your best shot. It's very tough.
Okay.
Listen to the self-serving pig explaining how very, very tough it is to make it on TV. Oh, please. O'Reilly made it big because he's on a whore network, and he's the second biggest whore on the network. I don't know why O'Reilly gets better. Oh, fuck. This will be Ann Coulter again. Hold on. I fail to understand why Bill O'Reilly is bigger than Sean Hannity. It might be because he gives all this bullshit about, oh, I mean, they all say they're fair and balanced, but now and then O'Reilly will take a less than Nazi approach to something. Seems he's like he's, whatever, pro-gay rights or something. He's got 1 or 2 chinks in the Fox armor there. And so maybe some people think, oh, he's fair and balanced, really, because he disagrees with Bush once every other year, you know, that kind of thing. But, oh, it's so hard to make it in TV. Oh, it's so hard to get on TV and lie about Clinton's cock. It's so hard to make shit up every day about what a great man Bush is. It's so hard to do. Oh, Bill, you're just my hero for being able to do that. Liar.
Quickly, favorite Democratic candidate, who do you like?
Right now, Lieberman is probably the guy that I would say has the best plan, although he's gonna, if he gets elected, well, you're going to take all your cards.
Okay, two things on that. One, it's got to be the kiss of death for any Democrat to have Bill O'Reilly, parentheses R-whore, close parentheses, say something good about you. That's got to just kill you. Lieberman, get out the race. We don't like you. Number two, I hate to stick up for Lieberman because I don't like him. And it's not a Jew thing either, so don't even go there. But what is this bullshit O'Reilly says about Jay Leno will lose his cars if Lieberman wins the presidency? What kind of bullshit is that? Did Lieberman one time say one thing about one car, and so these whores at Fox have to magnify that 100 million times to say all cars will be taken if Lieberman takes the presidency? What kind of bullshit is that? What's wrong with these people? Why can't they tell the truth? They can't tell the truth to save their lives. They just got to lie again and again and again, and people, for some reason, they fall for that bullshit.
Listen, I enjoyed your book.
Thank you for reading it.
I enjoyed it. Thank you. Here we go. It's Who's Looking Out for You, Bill O'Reilly.